truly a privilege again to be with you guys and to worship and to share once again. My wife and I and my little girl, who's in the nursery. You have your Bibles, Matthew chapter 22. If you don't have them, perhaps you can sit close to someone that has one. Perhaps you can look on. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do give thanks on this day. Lord, we thank you for your word that leads us and guides us in all truth and knowledge. Father, I just pray that your spirit be upon me, Lord, that your word comes forth. I pray that I be hidden behind the cross. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer. Amen. Remember the story of a man who was coming from overseas. He was visiting the United States, and he was learning the English language. And so he and his host spent a lot of time together. And so before this guy was about to go back overseas after being in the United States for just a little time trying to learn the English language, they went to one of those college sports bars, right? So they were there, and they saw all of these plaques along the wall, right? So they saw this, and he looked and said, okay, now what is that for? The host told him, well, you know, you can eat so many hot wings, right? They can, that you can get your name, you know, on this particular item, right? They said you can just get your name on the wall, right? And so this guy, knowing the English language a little bit, and he recognized that which was on the wall, was a plaque, right? He didn't know the English language very well, so he said, oh, yeah, I would love to, before I go back, to have a sign that I was actually here in the United States and in this particular sports bar by getting my name on one of those plaque cuties. The host kind of paused and said, plaque cuties. Oh, okay. He stopped and says, well, no, it's actually plaque, even though it's spelled P-L-A-Q-U-E, it's pronounced plaque. He said, oh, okay, whatever. Well, I just don't think I'll be able to do it because those hot wings just have a tendency to burn my tongue, Yui, so much. So the host was a little embarrassed this time and said, well, actually, my friend, it's pronounced tongue. Whenever you have the U-E on the end of words, often it's silent, okay? He said, well, okay, whatever. We don't have to argue about it. The reality is that sometimes when you're learning new things, or especially things like language, there are so many different rules and so many different concepts, so many different things that you have to keep up with and sort through that it can often be difficult. The easiest thing to do is just to kind of throw up our hands with it and just leave well enough alone. But often these things take work. And I want to just share with you a few thoughts this morning out of Matthew 22 entitled Cultivating the Christian Mind. Cultivating the Christian mind, following the teaching and example of Christ. Cultivating the Christian mind, following the teaching and the example of Christ. You see, unfortunately, I think many in our culture and our society suffer from intellectual laziness, okay? Especially when it comes to spiritual matters and spiritual things. When I was in college, one of the things I really had to wrestle with as I was growing in my faith is saying, do I really have to check my brains out at the door when I come into church on Sunday mornings? Do I have to live and think one way when I'm in school and doing other things, and then another way in the church? See, there's this split often, or this division that is often made between the head and the heart. But I think we need both of those things to be true disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Asking me to choose between the head and the heart is like asking me to choose between the left wing and the right wing of an airplane. You see, you need them both, I think, to fly. There was a gentleman by the name of Os Guinness. Some of you perhaps have heard of him. He's written just, I don't know, 40, 50 little books and things on that line. And one of those books, he has a it's called Fit Body.